Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So you guys gotta be careful out there. You gotta be careful, man, seriously. These chicks got the clap, the herp derp, and the high five.
That's nasty.
And they're still slanging the nay-nay around. You know what I'm saying? They will let anybody shoot up the clubs. So guys, we're gonna go back to the dumpster fire. Look at some of these chicks, talk about having the high five. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys, because it really helps keep this channel going. Check out my locals, my second channel. The playlist at the end has more videos just like this. And let's get into this, guys.
I'm HIV positive, right? And this is just a PSA to those that are not HIV positive. Disclosure is my choice.
Look at
when
that.
When I disclose and how I disclose and who I disclose to is up to me. I find it so crazy how people are telling me that I need to disclose before I go on a date, that I need to disclose before I kiss somebody.
Town
this
world.
Is the craziest one. Before I even tell them my name. It's not happening. I don't think that it's my responsibility to tell someone that I'm HIV positive if they are treating me as if I'm not.
Look at that.
Your health is your responsibility. Adopt the mindset of medical practitioners. Assume that everyone has something until they prove to you that they do not. Why are you kissing a stranger or trying to kiss a stranger that you just met? Why are you trying to have intercourse with someone raw that you just met? You don't know me from a hole in a wall. Why are you trying to put your thing inside of me without any kind of protection? Why do I have to be the one to say, hey, chill out, I'm HIV positive, instead of you asking, taking the time to know me, get to know me, let's go get tested together if you want to take the next step. Why do I have to be the one protecting you from yourself? No, baby, that is not my responsibility. And I just wanted to make that clear. Okay, love you, bye. I mean.
And this chick's out here trying to be some high five coach. Guys, come on.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run on muck.
This chick thinks that she told us something. She told all the rest of us. Yes, she did. And guys, she says she shouldn't have to tell anyone anything. Even if she kisses you, she shouldn't have to tell you. Absolutely insane. Guys, you gotta be careful out here, man. You gotta be careful. Adamantium condoms, man. Seriously, guys. You wonder why so many guys are in monk mode. Guys, she's getting bodied in these comments. I'm shocked she hasn't turned them off. First comment says, yeah, I can see you going to jail. Someone says, that's funny that you say your ex didn't disclose it to you, never even admitted it, but this is what you're saying. Hypocrisy. Someone says, nah, if I took time to get to know someone and they didn't tell me until way after, I'm instantly saying bye, period. Someone says, and these are all chicks. No matter how you feel, you should still disclose. You don't want to build a bond with a person and then it gets broken. Look at that. Someone says, I feel like you should let someone know before any physical contact is made. Man, oh man, oh man. Guys, someone says, so you, it seems like you like Prison Orange because you literally have a legal obligation to disclose your status to all your prior partners. You nasty. Like I said earlier.
That's nasty.
And guys, are hashtags. You ready? Hashtag unpopular opinion. Hashtag disclosure. Hashtag high five. Guys, be careful out there. Clown world.
I went to the gynecologist yesterday, baby. She had on a Gucci belt, lashes, and box braids. I said, love a black woman from him. I said, Miss Doc, let's get one thing straight. I'm a whore, so I need you to run up these STI tests. Baby, test for everything. Hepatitis, gingivitis, scoliosis, I want it all. I said, bet. Now, have you ever considered taking PrEP? I said, PrEP, what's that? Ain't that for people who have already been diagnosed with HIV? He said, you sound real ignorant. I said, Yes, Your Honor. She said, no, PrEP is to prevent HIV. And I was like, why are you telling me that? She said, because you're a black woman. And 60% of the new diagnosed HIV cases are in black women. She said,
look at that, guys. Look at that. Ha 58% of new cases of the high five are B-dubs, man. All these chicks out there.
The streets. I'm a bitch from the streets. I get the money. I get the money. Bitch, give me what you got.
Look at that.
And again, because y'all ain't hear me good, 60% of the new HIV cases, of the new HIV diagnosis, are in black women. So I had to share this statistic with y'all, because black women, this is important info. I didn't know. Did y'all know that?
Why is that, guys? Because all these chicks are all letting Nug-Nug blast up the club. This is how you see one dude got like 15 baby moms. If that one guy has the high five and he's... You know what I'm saying? These chicks are all sleeping with all the same guys. You know? And then they are trying to blame the rest of us men. Guys, you have to watch out. You got to be careful. Right? You know what I'm saying? You can't be a mess. I don't even mess with B-dubs at all. You know, I think I'm allergic at this point. And this chick has her hashtags. Hashtag doc talk. Hashtag prep. Hashtag black women. Hashtag medical. Hashtag learn on TikTok, guys. And the first comment here says, at this point, I'm going to say celibate. Shh. You might as well. Clown world.
This is what AIDS looks like. I'm not sure why people think you can tell if somebody has AIDS by looking at them. I guess you're assuming that somebody with AIDS looks sickly and wasted.
Yo. Is this supposed to be a good thing? This is what it looks like. Yo, you aren't doing the high five any favors. Oh, man, you can't make this up, dude. You can't.
He's dead. And terrible. And I'm a 52-year-old woman who's been living with AIDS for 33 years, and this is what I look like. And I'm here to tell you, you cannot judge if somebody is HIV positive or has AIDS by looking at them and thinking they look healthy and making assumptions. I am what AIDS looks like. This.
Look at that, guys. Guys, isn't it sad? There's like 60-year-old chicks on TikTok. There's 20-year-old chicks. All these knucklehead 304s are all on TikTok acting out. You know what I mean? Guys, come on. All this activist foolishness stuff. The stigma is never going to go away. Just like with the herp derp. You know what I'm saying? Come on. It's never going to. And it shouldn't. Because, guys, the stigma and the shame is the only thing that keeps a lot of people away from that type of behavior. You know what I'm saying? Because, guys, imagine if for things like these 304s that cheat, the divorce dudes have the herp derp, if they were straight up scarlet letter style letters and they had to walk around.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Right? There'd be a lot less of that stuff going around. And guys, all these new reports, God bless you. God will bless you. Of course. Right when they mess their lives up, it's all about Jesus. Clown world. Look at that. Oh, this is so educational. You look exemplary, please.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Clown world. Guys, and our hashtags. You ready? Hashtag disability TikTok. Hashtag high five TikTok. Hashtag high five positive. Hashtag high five awareness. Hashtag moms of TikTok. Hashtag high five activists. Hashtag chronic illness. Hashtag high five. Hashtag schmades. Hashtag women's empowerment.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag moms of TikTok. Guys, monk mode at this point. You know what I'm saying? Leave them alone, guys. Leave them alone. Until they actually invent adamantium and you can get a condom made out of it, guys. Leave them alone. All right, you guys, AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.